Yeah, hi, is Dion there?
Speaking.
Hey, Dion, this is Danny with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, touch base with you. Looks like you reached out to us, you know, back in 2013 for either, looks like for some working capital. You know, not sure anyone else has gotten, you know, back in contact with you, but just wanted to, you know, see what you had planned for the remainder of the year as far as equipment or capital.
Right. Right now, not much is planned. We are okay now for now.
Okay.
But probably maybe in another 8 to 9 months.
Right. Okay.
We probably will be pursuing another space, so
we'll see
where things are at that point.
Oh, that's great. So you're looking to do expansion?
Yeah.
So are you moving over there, or are you just going to add on another location as well?
Expanding.
Oh, nice. That's great. So business has been good over there for you.
Yeah, it's decent.
That's good. That's good. What do you attribute to the growth over there? You do anything different in the past?
Repeat that.
What do you attribute to the growth over there?
What are we attributing to the growth?
Yes.
Nothing but just promotions and word of mouth.
And word of mouth?
Yeah.
No, that's great. So you're going to add on this? Are you planning to add on, you know, another location, like one per year? Or is it just slowly?
Yeah, we are hoping that we can keep expanding. So we'll see if business allow and things are in the right place, then, yeah, we'll do that.
Right.
That's the vision.
Okay, sounds good. And how much do you think you're going to be needing for the expansion?
Well, I can't say now. I can't project that. That all depends on where we are going to be. Location, different prices for rent,
right,
or leases. And the size of the space would determine the amount of equipment.
Right.
So all of that I'll have to take in consideration for anything that we might have as a projection.
Right, and have you guys done this before, or is this kind of the first time you've...
No, this is our second location that we have now, so...
Okay, so it's a big first move. And with this, so how much was it to start your first one? Did it cost you?
Well, my brother started the first one.
Oh, okay.
That was his trouble. He started small. But,
right.
Yeah, he started small, so... That was a lot of steps over time to get, because he started half. He wasn't fully up and running when he started, basically. He just started with a juice bar.
Uh-huh.
Then he added that other stuff, baked good items. Then he opened up a little kitchen to do meals.
Oh, that's
so
really cool.
I don't know how much he had spent on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and do you guys, yeah, no problem. I was just curious if you had, like, an idea what you guys usually look at, you know, to go forward with that. And what were, you know, sales like last year? It's like the idea what we could, you know, help you out with.
No, I don't know what his sales is. The second location that we have right now is just a partnership. He owns the other one solely. I own this location with him.
Okay.
We just opened up 6 months ago.
Oh, great.
Cost $150,000 to open this space.
Okay. So it cost you around $50,000 just to get everything, startup cost and
no,
everything going?
No, cost $150,000.
Oh, $150,000, okay.
For everything that the business is right now.
Okay. All right. And the sales... for you guys last year or that first location?
Repeat that?
So are you looking, so your brother owns the first location solely, and then now it's a partnership, or you guys split the
with
second location?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. And that it just opened up how many months ago?
6 months.
Oh, 6 months ago. Okay. And what are your sales, like monthly sales over there?
Cash flow sales. We do over $1,000 every day, 7 days a week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it could be anywhere to between 1,100 in a day to 1,800.
Mm-hmm.
It fluctuates.
Okay. So that's the daily?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like 7 days a week, you said?
Yeah.
Just around like 12,000, you know, a month, or a week, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, after that, we'd, let's see over here, doing something. Yeah, 20,000, yeah. So you're on like around 300,000?
On average, it's like more like 1,200 a day, I would say. Average.
Like 1,200 a day, okay. So you're on track to do 300. Right. Okay. Well, yeah, that's what we do. You know, we do the working capital. Like you guys did apply, you know, in the past. And we also do the equipment financing as well. And what type of equipment?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So it's definitely two options for you over there if you are looking to expand. And now with this new expansion, are you staying, you know, in New York? Or are you looking to expand in other parts, like other states?
No, we will be focusing on New York for now.
Okay. And with this, like, location, are you guys trying to find a better spot with more, like, everyday, like traffic or just a better location, you know, for advertising or a better spot?
Yeah, we're going to take it a step at a time.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I was just trying to, you know, get an idea of what you're, you know, looking at. So when do you think you guys are looking to start pull the trigger on that expansion?
1 second. They want me to write the number for you, though? Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to go in a minute. Did you have...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, I have an email for you. It's...
I have an email.
Yeah, it's DEONNE at... BlueberryFusionCafe.com?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'll go ahead and I'll shoot that over to you. And what would be a good time, you know, to touch base with you?
All right. Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem, Dion. Thanks.
All right.